a land where fancy is free. Stand where the peaks meet the sky and the lochs meet the sea. Where the rivers run clear, bracken its gold in the sun. All the cares of tomorrow can wait till this day is done. Oh, come by the hills to the land where life is a song. Stand where the birds fill the air with their joy all day long. Where the trees sway in time, even the wind sings in tune. All the cares of tomorrow can wait till this day is done. Oh, come by the hills to the land where legend remains. The glories of old fill the heart and may yet come again. Where the past has been lost and the future is still to be won. All the cares of tomorrow can wait till this day is done. Oh, come by the hills to the land where fancy is free. Stand where the peaks meet the sky and the lochs meet the sea. Where the rivers run clear, bracken is gold in the sun. All the cares of tomorrow can wait till this day is done.
Amen. Welcome and good morning. We welcome you this Fusion Sunday to Gates Presbyterian Church and the Kirken. I'm not getting that right. Kirken, oh, the tartan. What a wonderful worship that we have in store for you this morning. And whether this is the first time you have worshiped with us or you have been here your whole life, we are so glad that you are here. And on this Fusion Sunday, a reminder that this is a time in which we are especially inclusive of all ages in our worship service. So if you have a little one with you, please remember to include them in as much of the worship experience as possible, including holding hymnals where they can see it and passing the offering plate so they pass it as well. Now, as part of our Fusion Sunday, we also get interactive in your bulletins. Yes, I know you already saw the little pieces of paper. They're brightly colored strips of construction paper. And there are pens and markers in baskets and pews. There are just a couple of them, so pass them around in case people need those writing utensils. Anytime between now and the end of the sermon, what you are invited to do with those pieces of paper is to write a word or phrase or draw a picture of an example of the diversity here at Gates Presbyterian Church. There are examples included in your bulletin, so if you go through and find that little announcement about the strip of paper, you'll find all sorts of examples of the ways that Gates Presbyterian Church is unique. Then following the sermon, you'll be invited to come forward as the harp music is playing, and we'll be weaving those strips of paper into the ribbon on the communion table. We will be making our own tartan this morning. So folks will be there to help you with that. So go ahead and, like I said, between now and the sermon, at the end of the sermon. We have a few announcements this morning. Craig, it's all you.
Just a quick reminder about the spaghetti dinner this Saturday. All donations need to be in by Thursday. And for the servers and people who volunteered for serve, we just ask that you wear black pants and a white shirt. And that's it.
Thank you. Spaghetti dinner. All right, friends. Let us praise God. Oh, you've got one. You got to tell me about these things. Come on.
Didn't have time.
All right.
Normally, when I start out a meeting, an announcement about Guatemala, I say hola. But today, with all the plaid, I got to say, how you doing, lads and Nazis, eh? Anyways, just a quick reminder. Today's the last day to get your order in for the hanging baskets for the Guatemala Mission Group to help support our trip in June. Thank you.
Ah, there we go. Friends, let us praise God together.
Good morning, everyone. Huh? That was a great band fare from the Rochester Scottish Pipes and Drums. Thank you. I would like to welcome you all this morning to the Kirking of the Tartan, the number 36th time we've done this. This morning, we're hosted by the Gates Presbyterian Church, for the third time. And I'd like to read now the names of the clans. If your clan is mentioned, please stand up and remain standing until everyone has been recognized. Anderson, Armstrong, Barclay, Bell, Bethune, Beaton, Frazier, Burns, Bruce, Buchanan, Carr, Cameron, Campbell, Chatham, Chrisom, Crawford, Cumming, Davidson, Donald, Douglas, Drummond, Dunbar, Ferguson, Farquharson, Fife, Fletcher, Forbes, Graham, Gordon, Gunn, Grant, Hamilton, Henderson, Holmes, Hall, Keith, Kerr, Johnson, Johnston, Lamont, Leslie, Lambert, Lawson, Lawrence, Lindsay, MacArthur, McCafferty, McCall, McCullum, McLaren, McClure, McDonald, McDougal, McDuff, McIntyre, McIntosh, McGregor, McCandish, McVean, McKay, McCall, McKenzie, McNeil, McFarland, McCloud, Matheson, McMillan, McNaughton, McPherson, McMaster, McPhee, Malcolm, McIntyre, Martin, Maxwell, Menzies, Moffat, Monroe, Morrison, Murray, Nicholson, Phillips, Ramsey, Ross, Robertson, Rowe, Rose, Scott, Sexton, Shaw, Sinclair, Smith, Stewart, Thurston, Turner, Jan Tom Song, Sutherland, Walker, Wallace, Watson, Webster, Windsor, Young. Believe it or not, we've had people by all of those names at one kirking or another. And Clan Dia, the family of God, which is everybody else.
Please stand if you are able to the call to worship. This is one world. There is one God. There is one life. There is one hope. And we share it with one another, with one voice, one joy, one faith, in one love, we praise the Lord together.
God is a God of amazing grace. When we come to God confessing our sins, we can be assured that God forgives us over and over again. Please join me in the prayer of confession. Let us pray. Holy Lord, there are so many ways to praise you, yet all too often we don't. We rush around from one place to another. We don't stop long enough to think about how our work and play can be praised to you. When we are so focused on our individual commitments, our life in community can feel like it is unraveling. Weave us together in your love, God. Oh God, we ask that you hear our silent prayers of confession. Amen. The Holy Spirit falls upon us like it did at the beginning, baptizing us with new life in Christ. Praise the Lord.
At this time, the children are invited to come forward. We have a special guest with us that's going to share the children's sermon. So why don't we come and all sit right in here? How does that sound? Does that work? And how about we face this way? We face that way? I'm not going to be talking to you today. I'm going to sit and listen. So let's face that. There we go. Good morning. There we go.
It's used for a lot of different occasions. It's used for weddings, funerals, get-togethers, clan get-togethers like this here, target get-togethers, and parades. Our pipe band does a lot of parades, and it's used for those occasions too. But it's got quite a volume to it. I'll give a little explanation about it. It has a bag inside. It's a bladder bag, and you fill it full of air, a lot of air. Mm-hmm. And it takes quite a bit. So you fill it with air through a blow stick right here. And the tubes come out this channel right here. This device right here. And it has 9 notes on it. You can play different tunes on it. And I'll give you just a little demonstration. Can evoke different emotions, happy, quick, fast, a little slower, quieter, sadder, and things in between, too. It's a little history on the bagpipe. At first, it started with just a chanter and your blow stick, and that was it. It started with no drones in the bag. We've got 3 tall drones in the bag. But it started with just a chanter and a blow stick back in the Middle East times. Then through the ages, it moved its way to Europe, and it gained a drone, a small tenor drone, outside drone, it's the shorter one of the two. And through the years, as it came further into Europe, into Scotland, into Britain, it came up with 2 more drones, the 2 shorter drones on the bagpipes itself. Then it made its way to North America, to Canada, and the provinces, and they put on the 3rd drone, which is the bass drone, and it's the taller of the 2. So while you're playing this, before your chanter sounds a note, you have background tunes. You have 2 tenors going and a bass going. I'll just give you a quick demonstration. You don't want that happening. You want a nice clean cut in, or your pipe major will be addressing you. That's pretty much what you're after. And if you don't accomplish that, you'll hear about it. I can show you what a wavering drone sounds like, and it doesn't sound very nice. It can be very distracting.
Ouch.
Just a nice solid tone, 3 drones. So it takes a lot of steady blowing and a lot of concentration on what you're actually going to be playing. What instruments do you children play? Do you have any instruments you play? Are you learning to play? Yes, sir. Very good. Tuba. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am. Trombone? Very good. Clarinet? Yes, ma'am. flute. Very nice. Very good. Yes, sir. Very good. Nice to hear that. Instruments are a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun playing the bagpipes. He can play a lot of different tunes and evokes a lot of different emotions, and it brings people pleasure if you play well, if you play properly. So thank you, children. Thank you for inviting us here. I also want to introduce our pipe band members here. Our pipers, Scott Moncrief, Cherie Barrett, Janice Blue, Terry Kramer, and our drummers, Dave Barrett, Dyson, Bob. I'm getting them all right. So thank you all. It was a pleasure. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Who knew that it took so much air to praise God with the bagpipes? Excellent. So you all are welcome to go back and sit with your families now, and we'll continue to praise God this morning.
Psalm 148.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, all you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all the depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his words, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heavens, and he has exalted the horn of his people. The praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near him. Praise the Lord.
Second scripture reading for this morning comes from the book of Acts. Now the apostles and the believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why do you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain it to them, step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Peter, get up, kill and eat.' But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time, the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' This happened 3 times. Then everything was pulled up to heaven again. At the very moment, 3 men sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. These 6 brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, just as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave them the same gift that he gave when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God?" When they heard this, they were silenced, and they praised God, saying, "Then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." So as I said before, you are welcome to continue to work with those little strips of paper. And as children begin to get wiggly and giggly, it's all right. We praise the Lord in many different ways. My mother tells the story of her emigration from a small Scottish settlement in Ontario, Canada, to a mid-sized town in Michigan by talking about her search for a new church. Her fondest memory about the small country Presbyterian church she grew up in was being one of the Campbell girls chosen to follow the haggis at the annual Burns Supper. And then on her first Sunday as a young adult at Westminster Presbyterian Church in Bay City, Michigan, what she was surprised by most was that there were all these people in the pew who weren't from Scotland. She didn't know that Presbyterians didn't have to be Scottish. And I thought of my mother immediately when I first heard Katie Geneva Cannon, the first African-American woman to be ordained in the United Presbyterian Church, tell her story of growing up in an eastern North Carolina mill town. There, Katie's mother made sure her daughter was at church virtually every time the doors were open. And later as a teen, when Katie attended a Presbytery youth event, she says, "I got there, and my first thought was, what are all these white people doing here? Until then, I had never known there were white Presbyterians." And my own two children, 2.5 years ago when we first came to Gates Presbyterian Church, my at that time 4-year-old exclaimed, "Mom, I didn't know kids went to church." Isn't it something how until we are introduced to the diversity of God's creation, we picture others to be just like ourselves? Part of this tendency is to move towards that which is known and familiar, and we can see this played out over and over again in neighborhoods and on playgrounds, and yes, in churches. But the whole family of God is far more diverse than many of us even realize. The junior choir joyfully echoed the words of the psalmist this morning that there are a multitude of ways to praise the Lord, as many ways as there are examples of creation itself. But how over and over again we try to determine the right way to praise God. That there are only right places and ways and only right traditions, postures, words, and sadly even right people. We have created divisions, chosen up sides, and even excluded based on what we think the right ways to praise our life-giving God who values each one of us for his or her own unique individuality. It was Jesus' followers who came together after his death and resurrection and whose stories are told in the book of Acts that we heard this morning. They run into these same kind of problems. Here Peter is going up to Jerusalem, which is like the headquarters for all the people who have decided the right way to praise God at that time. And Peter tells them of this great dream he has, that all God's children, as different as we are part of God's family. This morning, here in worship, we are celebrating the Scottish roots of the North American Presbyterian Church with the Kirken o' the Tartan. The bagpipes play, the drums beat, the banners stand tall, and many folks have on their colorful tartan of family heritage. The tradition of the Kirken is romantically but not factually linked to the act of proscription, an 18th century prohibition against Highlanders of Scotland wearing kilts and other garments in a family or region's colors. But the actual origin of the Kirkin service is much more recent. It dates to the spring of 1941, before the bombing of Pearl Harbor, which drew the United States into World War II. But 18 months after the first battle of the air war over Great Britain, which more specifically took place over Scotland, the cities of Glasgow, Edinburgh, Aberdeen, and Dundee were all heavily bombed, and thousands of civilians were killed. And it was Scottish-born Peter Marshall, then pastor of Washington, D.C.'s New York Avenue Presbyterian Church. He preached a sermon in April of 1941 entitled "The Kirkin o' the Tartan." He wanted to call attention to the plight of the churches in Scotland and to collect a special relief offering for them. Marshall's intent was to stir feelings of solidarity with the brothers and sisters in Christ for those across the Atlantic. And over the years, as the service has developed, some folks have actually spoken out against the Kirkin service. "I'm not Scottish," they say, "so I feel left out." I remember those comments when I attended my first Kirkin, one of the largest in the country in Montreat, North Carolina. Proudly wearing the tartan of the Campbell clan, I stood, even though there were a few McDonald's who were glaring. But as the calling continued, I started to wonder about all those people who were still sitting down, who may not have felt like they had a clan of their own. I wondered if they felt left out. But like we did this morning, after all the clans were called, and at that time in a very heavy Scottish brogue, the leader invited those who remained seated to stand as part of God's clan. And everyone stood then to praise God. And that's what a Kirkin is all about. It's about setting aside differences to praise the Lord of all. A Kirkin acknowledges that we come from many different places, that we have different stories, and it points to a kinship we have in Jesus Christ, the hope we have in a God who shows no partiality to one clan or another, to one nationality or ethnic group or another, and to the unity which the Holy Spirit works among us. This is a special celebration of our oneness as children of God, a truth we should celebrate each and every time we gather for worship, whether we have bagpipes or not. After all, the word Kirkin means to present in church, the tangible symbol of God, weaving together all the unique ways in which we are God's creation. So, you have those pieces of paper, right? And you've been writing down some example, whether you drew a picture or it was one word, the ways which you have seen or experienced the unique threads here at Gates Presbyterian Church. Mary is going to bless us with more of her harp music. And I'm going to invite you, as you are comfortable, not you don't all have to come forward and weave that uniqueness together into what we're making here on the communion table is our own GPC tartan. There will be a few folks from the worship committee there to help. You need to start at the bottom, so if you're worried about getting back up, they'll be there to help you. So let us praise God with all the ways in which God calls us together.
There's lilt in the song I sing, there's laughter and love, there's tang of the sea and beauty of heaven above. be forever by. As long as there's life in your heart and a light in the eye, our fa-la-la-lo, ha-ro, our fa-la-la-le. Our fa-la-la-lo, ha-ro, our fa-la-la-le. Our fa-la-la-lo, ha-ro, our fa-la-la-le. Fa-li, fa-lo, ha-ro, our fa-la-la-le. And whether our skin be tidal and glow and our and whether our skin be black or white as the snow, of kith and of kin we're one, be it right, be it wrong. As long as our voices join this chorus of song, our fa-la-la-la, our fa-la-la-la. I fall
everything I've ever had. beautiful.
I invite you to bring your prayers of concern and your prayers of joy to the table.
I would ask you to pray for Brian Weber this morning. He's having some issues, and I think we'll be going to the hospital this morning. So please keep him in your prayers.
Prayers for a neighbor who had back surgery yesterday and is actually coming home today from that.
Andrea Onsen, I asked for prayers for my aunt last week in church. She passed away this week, so prayers for the family of Shirley Lilly. Thank you.
I'm asking for prayers for Bob's cousin. He made it through surgery well, and hopefully with prayers he'll stay out of cancer. And prayers for Bob's aunt, Tootie O'Reilly. She's in intensive care, and today's her 83rd birthday.
David Kaling, my grandpa recently suffered a stroke, and he's just not doing well, and he's really hard on himself about it, and he's just thinking it's all his fault, and he doesn't know why it's happening to him. And it's just really tough on our family right now. My grandma, she's a mess with it, so I'm just asking for your prayers. Thank you.
I have a joy to share. We all need to congratulate Nathan Stang, our organist, for winning the Howard Hansen Orchestral Composition Award this week. It's really quite an honor at the Eastman.
Lynn Schrammel, I ask for prayers for a family friend of mine. Three generations are being torn apart by one person's actions and with one person suicidal.
Marge Westfall, I'd like to ask for prayers for my granddaughter who had an operation Friday.
Let us pray. God of all cultures, we stand before you in awe that you have woven our lives together with people from all generations. For we praise you that we are like a sacred tartan held together with the divine threads of your compassionate grace and your compelling vision. Oh God, we thank you for persistently calling us through the ages to be your hands and feet within the communities of our lives. We pray for direction. For sometimes we're overwhelmed, the needs are many and the demands countless, and we confess, we get discouraged and sometimes grumble. Renew our determination, recharge our hope. Well, God, we continue to pray for those who are victims of the Boston bombings and the West Texas explosions, for those who are mourning, healing, weeping, searching. May they know the strength of your life-giving presence. And this morning we give you thanks for all who participated in worship. Indeed, our Scottish friends remind us of our Presbyterian roots, and our young children fill us with hope for tomorrow. God of the universe, guide us so that we might know how to be your church together, honoring the richness of our past while hearing your call into the future. Hear us now as we pray the prayer that our Lord taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us bring our gifts forward.
creation from the greatest to least praise you. Thank you for blessing us, your gifts of time, love, strength, and money to be used to do your work in this world. May these gifts unite us to be your people through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. faith and zeal of the Celtic Church, for Patrick, Columba, Bride, and all who have labored for Christ in Scotland. We honor the workers who kept faith and art and scholarship alive in dark centuries, and whose zeal for the gospel brought Jesus to the Picts and the Scots. We celebrate the memories of bards and warriors, of common people throughout the ages in kitchen and field, marketplace and factory, classroom and home, who lived the faith and tradition of the Celtic Church, both in Scotland and around the world. And finally, we give thanks for all who have gathered here today to carry on that witness into the ages to come. Teach us, Lord, to honor our heritage without forgetting our faults, to celebrate our heroes and ancestors without hating our neighbors, and above all, to remember you, the God of all, who calls us to love and joy and peace with all humanity. Almighty God, you promise that in all places where you are remembered, you will meet your people to bless them. Now bless us and these tartans as symbols of our heritage, which we dedicate to you, and grant that people who wear them and the clans represented by them may behave justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you all the days of their life, through Jesus Christ our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.